The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
Welcome to 2018.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And if you had had this topic, 8 years ago, I wouldn't have cared. But I now care because everything about school just costs more and more.
I know,
more.
Feeling the pinch, right? Mm. So while kids are excited about going back to school, parents are definitely feeling the pinch because school expenses seem to be at an all-time high. This is what a lot of South African parents are saying. Over and above school fees, which differ from school to school, the costs of uniforms and stationery and all of that just adds up, right? And if there are two or more school-going children in a household, these costs add up very, very quickly.
See, I'm very bad at this. Throughout the year, I will save up knowing, okay, I've got school fees to pay and extra mural activities. I save up and I budget for that.
Yeah.
I always forget clothes and stationery.
And those are huge costs. So, like, for example, stationery can include everything from plastic book covers, exercise book, glue sticks, colored markers, pencils, colored pencils, crayons, Play-Doh, whiteboard, markers, tissues, metallic ink. The list is endless, right? So Nicola Ash, whose parent did the stationery run for her kids this year, and says she decided to compare prices of the exact items on the list that the school issued across various stores, and found that if she bought those items from other stores, she would have saved up to R1,000 on stationery alone. Take a listen. Nicola, where do you stand on the whole cost of stationery issue?
At the end of every year, the school send out a very handy list of stationery, which has got all of the codes already listed, so that any parent that doesn't do a comparison just has to fill in a form and will get the whole pack together, and then they will make payment and collect their child's stationery for the next year.
Mm.
But I don't think anyone is really aware of the price discrepancy on certain items, and when parents are just filling in a form and getting the stationery delivered to them, there can sometimes be, depending on the school and depending on the stationery requirements, a discrepancy in an amount of upwards of R500. I decided this year to actually do a proper recon, and I went and I got all of the costs and prices of all of the individual items, and I actually wrote in all of the individual item costs next to the codes on the sheets that came from the school, and then started doing a comparison at different stores.
And what did you find?
In some instances, I'll give you an example, flip files, which every single child seems to need at least 2 to 6 of in different sizes, the costs of flip files were double that compared to. I was actually horrified at the price of flip files. A 50 pocket flip file at R60.99, and the exact same thing at R59.95. That's R20 extra. So if you're buying for two children and you're just sending the list and not doing any kind of a comparison, between two children you could be paying over R1,000 more for stationery than if you had actually shopped around and done it in store yourself at different places.
But let's talk about things like uniforms as well, because that's now another cost. That's, you've got stationery, you've got uniforms, and you've got school fees.
Yes, I mean, stationery is just the tip of the iceberg. When you get to uniforms, there's also a monopoly on uniforms, where if children don't have to just wear a standardized white shirt or a blue skirt, it has to come from school wear with the school logo on it, and it costs a huge amount of money, especially in junior schools when children have grown in sizes from 1 year to the next.
Right.
So parents have literally got no recourse to go and buy something from somewhere else at a cheaper cost because it has to be branded. So there seems to be a monopoly between and specifically in Durban, where those are the only two places that schools are recommending that school clothing and stationery come from. And if a parent isn't willing to either shop around or make do with buying non-branded items and sewing badges onto, which, as far as I'm aware, isn't really even allowed, they have to pay these prices.
The whole monopoly thing seems like a topic that needs to be delved into. But at this stage, what we're talking about is the, it seems to be the exorbitant cost of those necessities at school. Now, some families can afford the stationery, but some families, that can break the bank, eh?
Yeah. And the fact is, you can go and shop around.
Yeah. For the stationery, you can.
For the stationery.
That'd be nice. Nice to know that you don't actually have to, just because it's a stationery store, you don't have to buy all your stationery at that store.
Yeah.
There's several different outlets that you can get the different items
100%.
From. So do a little bit of shopping around. You could save yourself R1,000.
Yes.
Per child.
Yes.
This comes in really, really handy. Let me ask you this. I'm going to throw this out there. I know the government's having a lot of hard time. They've got the free fees on a tertiary level to deal with right now. But they can pay for that if they just, you know, stop with the corruption. But apart from that, here's the question here. Do you think government schools should subsidize basic stationery for pupils at, obviously, at the government cost? What do you think about that idea?
I spoke to a parent, Diane Msomi, who says that her child's school uniforms alone costs her up to R5,000 a year, and this includes both the day wear and sports uniforms and all of that. She says she has to carefully save every year to make this payment, otherwise she's left short. Diane, how many school-going kids do you have?
I have one boy.
And what are we looking at in terms of, say, for the year, the cost of uniforms and stationery?
We're looking at about R5,000, including everything, sports and everything, Yes, that would be uniform and stationery,
so, I mean,
including sports uniform.
Okay, so that is a lot of money. How do you budget for that?
So on my side, what I normally do, I buy stationery and uniform the previous year. And then in early December, then immediately when I get the confirmation of the uniform, then I'll buy the uniform as well.
And as a parent, how are you finding these prices? Are they affordable to you?
They're not affordable, but because obviously your child goes to school, so he needs a school uniform. They're not affordable because I feel that you only directed to one store, so the prices will be bit marked up.
And from talking to other parents, are you alone in this thought, or do you think that other parents feel the same way?
Yeah, my peers, we feel the same.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one, and I tell you what, you know, she's not alone in this plight. With schools having their own branding, one can't just go out and buy a standard pair of pants or shirt or a dress and that kind of thing. So, and buying similar uniforms to the school supply stores, for example, from cheaper stores is not an option.
Yeah.
That parents are saying.
You have to literally get that one
because
they want.
They've got their different logos and branding and all of that. Mm. But how's this? I've heard that some schools have different uniforms for the different seasons. So summer has a different uniform and winter has a different uniform, and kids are obliged to buy these or face discipline from the school. I've not heard for anything more ridiculous. And one parent told me, for example, she had to pay R459 for a specific branded calculator that the school demanded for her grade 9 child last year, only to find that she has to get a completely different calculator at an exorbitant cost now that her child
is 1 year later
to grade 10 1 year later.
That's
it,
a bit silly,
is ridiculous.
All right, so obviously we can't say anything for the private schools, but certainly on a government school standpoint, should there be some sort of a subsidy to help out as far as stationery and maybe uniforms is concerned? What do you think?
Morning, East Coast. I'm a teacher at a government school. I have children at a government school, and I find every year I buy my own children their stationery, and I end up buying stationery for at least half of my class.
Wow.
So it costs us teachers a hang of a lot because we can't get through our school year without the children having their stationery, and we understand that some parents really can't afford it at all, so we end up digging out of our own pockets, and I know I'm not the only teacher that does that.
That's really amazing that you're doing
incredible.
That because obviously the kids come first, but the prices are at a place now where some parents quite literally cannot afford it.
And you can't expect the teacher to buy the stationery.
No. Obviously she cares enough that she's digging to her own pocket, but that isn't, you know,
100%.
Ideal. Got another one over here. Let me just see. All right. So I hear what you're saying. You know, if you're in a scenario where a teacher has to pay for the kids in the class that can't afford it because their parents can't afford it, that really, really, that's telling us there is a problem.
So what is the solution, though? You know, should school uniforms be standardized? Should government step in, subsidize the stationery? How can we make the economics of going to school a lot better for parents? And I think that's important.
That's a big question. And obviously, nobody should be making a profit from kids going to school. No one should be making a profit on uniforms or on stationery. That is the one area where we should be getting cost price. Nobody making a profit, making it easier for our kids to get an education.
And I just want to see here on Twitter, Terrence, a couple people weighing in on this. Someone's saying, you know, we've also got to pay for things like summathons, swimathons, spellathons, and someone else saying, what do you think about doing away with school uniforms altogether?
Civvies.
Look, personally, I think that's way more money in having to have a new outfit every day. But that
is another argument for another day. I'm all for uniforms. It stops with sort of a class system at the schools where the rich kids are all bling and the poor kids are. It's very it does away with that. And in such an unequal society as the one we have, 100%. I think uniforms is still the way to go.
Hi, Darren. Richard here.
How's it?
My wife and I, we have three kids that go to government schools. And, you know, so lucky enough, the school fees don't really kill us. But I really think it would take a load off of us if the government would happen to subsidize the stationery. I mean, stationery is really exorbitant, like that lady was saying, and it's expensive. And, you know, January is always a bad time for everybody, and the pricing is just horrendous. Yeah. And, you know, if you've got one child, it's fine. But three, it really, really hurts the pocket. So, yeah, I'd think that would be a great idea, actually. Thanks. Enjoy your day. Bye.
So I'd like to keep at the story.
I do not think government should subsidize stationery. Mm-hmm. When that happens, they give contracts out to people who give you really inferior products, and the children end up getting glue that doesn't stick, or rulers which measurements are out, books which fall apart. It just creates even more problems.
So, I'd like to keep at the story and maybe try and find some solutions, maybe engage the Department of Education and see how we can help parents out.
All right. If you want to engage directly with Terrence, best way is on Twitter. It's @TerrencePelay1, 1R in Terrence. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.